down there is. You will feel it. You remember, we always said, you can understand what love is. You could imagine it, but you could feel it only when you are in love. When you create love, you are in it, aren't you? So you are in love. When they say, be in love, you think that falling in love with someone else is it? No, being in love. Then you're living in the best environment possible for a human being. Day and night, even dead or alive. That's where it happens. Because you know it, you feel it. This is what it is all about. Let's go back to your brain, which is supposed to move. And this move, again, mistakes. What's your mistake? First, you think that you're ready, yes, to give a lot to Solomon. Solomon doesn't need you. Only thing you have, what is the best thing you have to give to Solomon? Gold? We saw the wilderness of Solomon is gold. You know why? Because he doesn't give a damn about gold. We talked about it, remember? Remember the guy was doing this and said, why do you need the golden needles? I need just one simple needle and I enjoy it. This is what Solomon is. And we read two different paragraphs, both repeating the same meaning. The first one was, yes, laughing at Belgais. The second one is Solomon talking to these messengers. In both, what is he saying? He's saying, I don't need anything from you. I'm asking you to change to be able to give you something, not receive something from you. Yes, we're talking about giving up, but not giving to me or to someone else. Give it up means have a rest in the animal fear and the greed and wanting more and more and all that silly stuff. Give a rest to that. But the main thing is to understand that in this stuff, they don't ask us to give something. It's not a matter of being a giver. Yes, that's the practice I try outside, but here, Haq is asking me something. If Haq is needy, please explain it again to me. Because the only needless character I know is Haq. Because created and gave everything to everything, without wanting anything. Oh, this silly stuff that he is waiting for me and these are stories we make to understand our duties. It's not his need. Whose need is that? Mine. It's all my need to change, to become better, to improve. So, all the thing I'm doing, I'm trying to become better, to be worthy of the gift I will receive, because here is always receiving from up to down. Haq is a giver, only giver. Everything comes down through what? Ah, you talked about the winning the lotto. So for you comes with accident. But how does it come? Don't think about gold. Don't think about money. Don't think about power. Here, for us, there is only one valuable stuff knowledge, remember? And knowledge comes from him directly. Even when indirectly a fellow is sleeping. This is around 25, 30 years ago. Then he wakes up. In his dream, he will see a formula, a mathematical formula. He will write it down and goes back to sleep. Next day he wakes up, the formula is there. Apparently it works, but how? He doesn't know. Prove it? He cannot. Nobody could prove this. So they almost forget it. Around 15 years later, when the good computer is created, then the idea of this fellow is tested. Mandelbrot set. This is how Mandelbrot found it. It's a magical stuff, which is the first never-ending formula that we have created. You go inside it, and it never ends, unlimited. And it came, he says, I don't know. It just happened. I dreamt it. And he's honest to say it. We know that happens too, but the message is coming from whom? All these transformed fellows, their business is to give the message down to the other people. This is what Rumi does. When he became the luckiest and the best fellow, he didn't go to vacation to be in Bermuda and stuff like that. He sat down for years talking about it. Why? Because the way they give it to you, the real joy is in them. Yeah? Because they know they're giving you something worthy without asking anything. That's the feeling of being a giver in them. This is how everything comes from heart to we, all of us. Let's hear the rest of the story. The guilty one. You are the guilty one.
How Solomon, on whom be peace, showed affection and kindness to the envoys and removed resentment and injury from their hearts and explained to them the reason for declining the gift.
Why? It's a good question, right? That silly woman has sent some gold. Now I want to send it back. Why should I be kind to these fellows? Yeah, okay.
O envoys, I will send you as envoys. My refusal is better for you than acceptance. Relate to Bilqis what marvelous things you have seen concerning the desert of gold, that she may know we do not covet gold. We have gotten gold from the gold creator, at whose will the whole earth's soil from end to end would become gold and precious pearls.
Means what? Yeah, imagine, go to the story, okay? Now he's sending back. First of all, he doesn't explain everything to Bilqis. He's explaining to them. And being kind to them, to giving the best explanation, and right at the beginning he said, this is better for you. Because if I accepted the gold, you just have done your duties. So, you're happy. You did something silly. But you're happy, aren't you? Yes or no? We talked about it. Go two paragraphs before. First, when they saw the gold, they said, should we go back? No, but this is our duty. So we go there. If he said, take it back, we'll take it. Oh, they talked about the gold. Here he will say, this is better for you than the other one. Because now he learned something. He doesn't say it, but he will teach them. He explained it, first of all, that when you go back, you should talk about the desert of gold, right? Here, underline that gold, because the word is not exactly gold. Do you remember? We talked about it. There is this word in Arabic. One of the meaning is the path. That's why the religion, they say mazhab, means the path. And it means gold as well. Okay? And Rumi plays a lot with it. Carefully he knows what he's talking. Because there are three meanings. Az-zahabu, az-zahab, az-mazhaba. Which is three different stuff with one meaning. Here, he will say, okay, you saw a desert of gold, or a desert that you had to cross to arrive here to succeed. It's both of them, the meaning here. Why? Because he said, you have to go back and explain something to Belghis. What was that something? Here is the word is marvelous. The Persian word is not marvelous, it's a strange. What is ajab? Ajib means strange. You have to go and talk to that lady about the strangest stuff you found here. Because that fellow, logical fellow, doesn't understand this other environment, right? Belghis is still in Sabah. So go and explain to her the strange stuff you saw here. It was a desert of the path. You see how contrast the desert and the path are. Desert is a place that everywhere is the path, and there is no path. And normally you walk a circle because one of your legs is shorter than the others. So you go around and around and around, you get lost in the desert. He said, in the desert, you saw a desert of the path, and yes, a desert of the gold. Then she will understand that I'm not looking for the gold, because I got my gold from the gold creator. That's how it is. If that creator who gave me this gold wants, everything will be gold. Piece of cake. That's why gold is nothing special for me. Yes?
On that account, O you who chooses gold, God will make this earth silver on the day of resurrection. We have no need of gold, for we are very skillful. We make earthly beings entirely golden.
Have you heard that? That in the judgment day, the desert is silver. Anybody hear about that? But Rumi here said, he's doing it. Means over there he doesn't make everything gold. He will make things silver. Why? Silver is bad? No, it's second to gold in time of Rumi at least. What is the difference? He created it. Why? And where is that day of judgment?
Now.
Every single moment is that day of the judgment, right? He said, this is why the day of the judgment is silver. It's not gold, because you could work with the silver. Because silver is very good, but it's not that expensive that only rich people, they have it. A piece of silver you could find.
It gives a truer reflection of color to silver. Whereas gold, if you look at the reflection in gold, you see gold.
Yeah.
But if you look in a silver like a mirror...
You see yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's even more than that, because of the feeling. The silver color is cold. It's not hot, and in judgment day everybody is afraid of the hell and the heat of the hell and all that. So I heard a lot about that silver. Yes, but here he will say that the gold is not the best anyhow. Over there, you see, choice is the difference.